This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault, and it is the Network Marketing Leadership Show. And I'm so excited that I was getting ready to sit in here, and Adrian goes, "Tom, Dad, sit down." I go, "No." He goes, "Why?" I go, "I'm too excited. I'm too nervous." And they said, "Why?" I said, "What? Why, Ray Higdon? Why wouldn't you be nervous? Why wouldn't you be scared out of your wits? This is the man, and he's just written this phenomenal book, Time, Money, Freedom. You've got to buy it." So that'll come later. We're going to sell the crud out of it today because I'm telling you what, Higdon found a publisher, which is nobody does that. Everybody self-publishes unless you're a big shot. So he probably got like $1 million to write this thing. And it was a bargain, whatever they paid, because the guy is all of it in a bag of chips. You ever been more excited in your life, Paco?
No, this is awesome. I'm so happy we're here.
Yeah, this is so fun. So Ray Higdon, how are you, my friend?
I'm excited. Thank you for having me on. Always a good time to be with the handsome Tom Chenault and the Adrian Master of Contact Mapping. So I got both handsome and contact mapping in. My very first line, I think you guys owe me money.
I think we can just go home now.
Okay, that's good.
And Finn, thanks for having me.
So anyway, so Ray, how's it been going? We're in the middle of COVID, and as I read your book, I realized...
And did you finish the book?
Yes.
You didn't finish the book. Come on. Stop it.
Okay, you listen to me. Holy mackerel, Ray. What do you think? I am an amateur? So listen to me about this. Everybody, stay here for a second. Ray Higdon's written a book that he started in early 2020, having no idea that COVID was going to come along. Hay House had no idea COVID was going to come along. This is the most important book you're ever going to read because it was written right into what's happening right now. And everybody is, I don't care what they do for a living. I don't care if they got a restaurant, a franchise, a job. They're going, what am I going to do if this gets worse? And if you want to know what you're going to do if this gets worse, you need to buy this book because this is a roadmap out of the jackpot. And more importantly than that, there's a chapter about it, a roadmap out of the fear, because you don't need to be afraid. You just probably need to pivot a little bit. And that's the essence of what's going on. Usually in this show, what we do is we shoot the bull for a while until we get to the crux of the matter, which is the book. But we don't have time to do that today. This book's that important. So, Ray, congratulations to you and Jess for writing it. And what was it that made you do it? Divine inspiration that you just said, man, we have to write something that's going to be relevant right now. What happened?
Yeah, well, I mean, you're 100% right in that we started this process, you know, before COVID, before all these, you know, different things. And, you know, for us, we're really driven by impacting more people. And that, you know, sometimes you hear that and it really means making a lot of money. And yes, we want to make a lot of money too. And we talk about money mindset in the book, but it's like, okay, how could we really impact a lot of people? And so we put together, and that's actually, it's actually the sub headline of the book, 10 simple rules to redefine what's possible to radically reshape your life. And so this is for someone who wants to improve their finances and or their relationships. That's really who it's for. And so this is unlike some of our other books. We have our network marketing leadership book. We have our, you know, social media for network marketing book. Those are very specific, strategic, solves this problem. This is really how to take your life to the level that you deserve, how to take your life to, you know, a life that you're really proud of, that, that makes you feel good, that you wake up in the morning and you're excited to live out and maybe get away from, you know, some of the not so desirable areas of your life.
So most of you, after watching the Eric Worre interview, know that I have a secret crush on Pete Vargas. And the way that Pete Vargas hit my radar was because of Ray Higdon. So one time, Ray Higdon was in town to meet with Pete Vargas for like a week, like an important thing, and that was beautiful. But he's down in this hotel far away from my house, and I go, I live just down the road, you have to come down to my house. He goes, Well, yeah, he doesn't want to come. So I go, no,
oh, come on.
So this is true. So then the poor guy gets in my car, and we start driving, and he didn't realize, like, we were far away from my house. But now I had him trapped, so the poor guy was a hostage in my car all the way down the road for hours, and he's, like, ready to kill himself. But I got to know, and I got to know about Vargas, who I fell in love with because he looks like my older brother. I said that earlier. But I also got to know the essence and the heart and the soul and the mission and the legacy of Ray Higdon, which is why God had that all go together that way, because it was, I mean, I'm driving a Tesla, and it's automatic, you know. You're supposed to be able to drive it on autopilot and not kill anybody, but I'm such an idiot ADD guy that poor Ray was like grabbing the wheel while it was on autopilot, because I was still like almost killing people all the way, and we're driving along like at 500 miles an hour. It was so fun, but he was freaked out, but he was so polite because I'm so much older that he didn't want to say, Tom, you don't even know how to drive this car. But I am telling you guys, this is a good man who cares about the little guy at a level I can't believe. Talk about that a little bit, Ray, because that's the person out there that is drowning, that is scared, that feels hopeless and directionless. And your book and you are the ticket to get out of there. So would you talk about that a little?
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, I always identify with the underdog, with the little guy, because that was me. You know, I didn't grow up with a great childhood. I was abused and, you know, physically abused up until the age of 12. You know, I've been through a lot of not great times, been dead broke, been in foreclosure, you know, been the one that just wasn't sure what life was going to turn out to be, because I've been through different bouts of depression, different bouts of addiction. And, you know, so I really root for the little guy, for the person that's trying, for the person that wants to show up. And that's where the crux of our teaching comes from as well. As far as when we work with leaders, it's not just to activate the 5 percenters or activate the people that are hard charging, you know, already, you know, alpha dogs, but to help out the masses, the people that need some hope, the people that constantly say, why bother? Because they just don't believe they can make it happen. And so in the book, we break down some different things that no matter where you are, whether you're, you know, financially in trouble, like I was not that long ago, whether you've been through trauma, whether you've been through abuse, this gives you a roadmap of how to get out of that and how to start moving toward the life that you really want to live. And so we're really excited about that. And we've been getting some really, I mean, it's 1 week old today. It came out last Tuesday. And so we're really excited with the feedback we're getting.
Congratulations, by the way, on the launch. I mean, just the number of people who I really respect who are getting behind this book, who have been touched by it already, and, you know, watching it sail up the charts all over the place, it's been really cool to see. And I know it's, you know, it's an expression of the buy-in that you have from so many people, I think, that they knew how great it was going to be, but people are just loving this book, and so it's fun to see that. Congratulations on that.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Yeah, there's three main concepts that we hope people get out of this book. One is that regardless of your past, you can have an amazing life. Number two is, you know, what you've gone through, what you've survived can be inspiring to others who have gone through that same thing or are going through that same thing. And number three is that with more money, you can do more good. And I think that that's an important one, because that's not what you're led to believe from the media, from Hollywood, from politicians. You're led to believe that, you know, more money bad. And it just, you know, all it is a magnifier. If you're someone that likes to do good, you can do more good impact. You can only donate so much of your time. You know, at the end of the day, we have to work, we got to pay bills. And although donation of time is fantastic, and if that serves you and it's fulfilling, then definitely do that. I'm on, you know, two different charity boards, and I get enjoyment from it, so I like it. I can only donate so much of that time, though. But if I make more money, if you make more money, you're able to, you know, put money into those abuse centers or those schools or water wells or whatever it is, you know, programs that are taught in inner city to really help the problems. And so those are the really three main concepts that we hope come across in the book.
Tithing your time or tithing your money or tithing both is critically important. And as you tithe your time, because you don't have money, you see the people that are throwing money at things that don't solve it. And you realize that, man alive, if I had some money, I could solve this problem. But never forget to tithe that time. Sure. Been on two boards like that, you know, and my whole life is given toward alcohol and drug recovery. So I think, and I tithe a lot of money out there, but I think I tithe far more in time, because I am telling you what, we are so alone out here. And we don't feel loved. We don't feel safe. We don't feel like we can trust anything. And we don't feel like we belong. And what Ray's done is written a book that gives you that. And he talks a lot about reframing your story. And his story about being a little boy who had to go to school with a bloody nose and the various things that happened to him. And all of a sudden changing that story and not making that hold him down, but it actually now lifts him up. And that story's lifting up a lot of people. All of you have that same kind of story if you just know how to frame it that way, right, Adrian?
Yeah, your story is so much your strength, and it's so easy to be in this place of, you know, I've got a checkered past, I've got a difficult upbringing, I've never had any success in my life. Like, you could paint yourself into the most negative possible light. Every single one of us, no matter how successful in the world's eyes we are or not, can do that. But equally, no matter how much success you think you have achieved, you have a great story inside you. You just have to believe it in order to get it there. And it's amazing how the exact same set of circumstances, you get to have a choice about the sort of story and the framing that you're going to put around that for yourself. And then that projects outwards to others. And if you've got a terrible story that you're telling yourself about who you are, how are people ever, you know, how are you ever going to get people to follow you if you don't believe you're worth following, right?
For sure. And it'll be misconstrued. I had a real social anxiety, and I didn't know why. I wasn't sure why, but I would go and rock it out on the stage. And this is recent. We're talking the last year. I would rock it out on the stage and people, oh, that's great. But if you wanted to have a conversation with me afterward, I didn't feel comfortable and I didn't know why. I'd go hide in my room and people would take that as, oh, he thinks he's better than me, or oh, he's big time than me. No, it's because I was worried about being hurt, because in third grade, I confided in a guidance counselor, told her all about my abuse, and she didn't believe me and told my parents what I told her because she thought it was for attention. And that was the day that I stopped trusting anybody. That's the day I stopped, you know, I can, you know, smile and be nice to people, but that's the day I stopped letting anyone in. It wasn't until I realized that I was able to have better relationships. And that was recent, last year.
Wow. That makes me cry. And almost everybody has that story. And the minute that you let that story into the light, it dissipates.
Right.
And find people that you can love, that you can trust, that are going to hear it and keep you safe.
Right.
And I believe that Rank Makers and what Ray's doing does that. We're on the Genesis Communication Network. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show. Thank you, Ted Anderson, for keeping us on the air all these years. You're crazy. And we love you for that. We'll be back right after this with Ray Higdon.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to Veterans
care, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And it is Tom Chenault, and it's the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Ray Higdon, Adrian Chenault.
So we weren't just chit-chatting.
No, we keep it moving, man. The show is on live, and it is on fire. And we've got Ray Higdon with us today. And if you haven't been to www, which you don't need, higdongroup.com/free stuff.
What bonuses. Is it?
Bonuses. I knew it.
Close.
HiddenGroup.com/bonuses. Go there right now, because I'm telling you what you're going to get from him, about him, through him, is going to change your life. And he's got these pages all the time, and I constantly go in to the page that is about the tracker, and I want to see these people that posted their tracking of what they actually did. And I always comment on that. Because seeing people actually taking the work and putting it to work instead of just watching network marketing like it's a football game on TV is what I'm all about. And what you've done is put those people into action. And I'm so proud. And, you know, you every day you do these videos and like 1,000 people show up for it. It blows my mind. And you're just a magician, Ray. And your wife, Jessica, you know, Ray's one thing. And I don't want to say... I don't want to try to describe him, but then here comes Jessica, and she's
next
got
level.
Equal skills at a completely different level, vibe, and place. And she has an access to money and money management and empathy that Ray couldn't touch with a 10-foot pole. And together, these guys are just something.
It is really cool. And I should have checked this beforehand, but so you and Jessica co-authored this book.
Yeah.
That's the first time you guys have done that. Is that right?
We co-authored the social media book. So I wrote the leadership. We co-authored the social media one, and this one we co-authored. This is, I mean, it's just a different animal. I mean, the social media is strategy, scripts, you know, that, which is needed. This is more of our story of overcoming obstacles, trauma, you know, how both of us left jobs to be full-time, you know, entrepreneurs, and what we did to, you know, to craft the life that we lead now.
Absolutely. And I, you know, it's neat. I have known your story more just through following what you've been doing for a long time, but both through the book and actually Jessica's told the most beautiful story at Rank Makers Live about, you know, the approval of her dad, who she respected so much, and having to give that up to move into network marketing and, you know, really like having that moment of like, you know, in love, trying to protect her, but, you know, really cut her knees out from under her right when she was about to get started, and her having to choose, you know, do I follow him and do I kind of go, do I go back to playing it smaller or playing it more traditional, or do I move out into the world? And that was just such an incredible story. And I think something that we all identify with is, you know, I think network marketing, so many of us, you know, whatever we had along the way, we got some sort of impression from somebody that network marketing was bad or it was dirty or it wasn't, you know, it was something that it really isn't when you actually look at what it is and on the face of it, how it can be done the right way. And that was just, I really appreciated and identified with that story because I think it's something that we all, you know, that belief in the profession and that sort of willingness to say, I'm going to do it anyway, no matter, you know, even if somebody doesn't approve, that's, you know, it's so necessary if you're going to do anything big in life to be able to overcome that kind of disapproval, right?
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, to Tom's point earlier, I mean, if you're for the little guy, then network marketing is amazing. You know, because it's the lowest risk, lowest overhead way for the average ordinary person to start a business. And so, you know, yeah, she did get flack from, you know, from her family and specifically from her dad. When she hit 10,000 a month, her two brothers signed up, her mother signed up, and her dad drew her a spreadsheet. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you know, when your parents tell you or anybody tells you that you shouldn't do network marketing, it isn't because they believe you shouldn't do network marketing. It's because they love you so much they don't want you to get hurt.
Right.
And hear it from there. Reframe that statement because they're scared for you and they don't understand it. And they heard it was a pyramid scheme from the guy down the street at the coffee shop. So they came home and told you. And it isn't because they don't love you. It's because they do love you that they're trying to protect you. But at the end of the day, all of it, your success is going to end all that fear. And that's all that boils down to it. And the tools that you're selling and speaking, Ray, will get people to the other side of that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the big things in here is we talk about seeking acceptance, approval, and agreement, and how every awesome thing in my life, I didn't have acceptance, approval, or agreement. No one agreed with me leaving my 7-year career or leaving my benefits. Everyone thought that was a bad idea, but I never would have created freedom with, you know, with that job or with that career. You know, my boss and his boss and her boss were all more stressed out, making more money than me, but more stressed out, working harder, seeing their family less, more turmoil. And that was going to be, you know, where I would end up too, unless I went against the grain.
We got to take another break. Then we go to a long segment. Richard Brook, if you're watching, get ready to buy some nice survivalist stuff. We're on the Genesis Communication Network, and we really appreciate you watching and listening to the great Ray Hidpin. We'll be right back.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First Black Friday, now today, Small Business Saturday. Shoppers across the country being urged to support their small businesses that were hit especially hard during the coronavirus pandemic. President Donald Trump's campaign is working on two fronts. Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, said on Friday, legal battles and state legislators. Giuliani saying that there are legal cases that the campaign could take to the highest court in the land, the Supreme Court. As far as the allegations of fraud that we're hearing from the Trump campaign, Congressman Matt Gaetz, a Republican of Florida, reminds us,
there's a difference between being able to prove fraud and then being able to obtain the remedies that would decertify election results. And I think the president has been pretty clear that he wants to expose the fraud, not just as a consequence of the 2020 election, but to try to ensure we have more integrity in our elections going forward.
USA Radio News. A new stay-at-home order in Los Angeles County has been handed down. Jeremy Scott reports from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau.
A new round of restrictions in the nation's most populous county start Monday amidst a surge in cases in the county and nationwide. Dr. Jeff Smith of Cedars-Sinai Medical Center tells KTLA 5.
We are starting to see an increase in the number of COVID patients that are being treated in the emergency room and released, as well as the ones who are being admitted to the hospital.
Hospitalizations in California are setting records of more than 80% over the last 2 weeks. The new restrictions on most public gatherings in Los Angeles County goes through at least December 20th. Retail stores and other non-essential businesses will be allowed to stay open for now. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The nearly 1.1 million travelers who crossed TSA checkpoints at airports the day before Thanksgiving were the most since March 16th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All right, we're back. It's Tom Chenal. This is the Leadership, the Network Marketing Leadership Show. I have a heck of a time saying that. I don't even like the name. I like the name, the Tom Chenal Show, better because I can remember it at this advanced age. But it's just easier. But we've got Ray Higdon with us, and holy mackerel, what an honest, authentic, vulnerable, whatever the word is, guy.
Yep.
Ray, how important is it to lose the facade of hip, slick, and cool and just getting real with people? Your first chapter of your book, I can't remember what the title of it is basically, yeah, you got to have the gift of desperation. You got to dump all that noise and just realize that you've got it. You got to put it at stake and be all in and stop being like this secret agent in the world. Yeah, get upset. That's what it is. The gift of desperation. Same deal. How important is it to just like plant a flag that you are going to be in charge of your own destiny and go after it? Like, critical, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think one of the quotes that embodies this, I heard from Oprah Winfrey, and that's life is not a dress rehearsal. There's a lot of people that just kind of tumble through life, and life just happens for them. And so whatever happens, happens. What can you do? And then they die. And it's like, you know, you have the DNA and the blood of Alexander the Great. You have, you know, power flowing through your veins. You could literally do anything on the planet. What will your great grandchildren say about you? What can you do? And when we get into making an impact and we talk about turn your why into an actual vision, that's so important if you really want to tap into your potential. And I just believe that everyone has unlimited potential within them. They can accomplish anything that they want and live a fulfilling life regardless of what's happened in the past. And so I just think it's very powerful. And you mentioned the, you know, hip, you know, what's a, you know, how important is it to not just be the hip slick, you know, what's the other term I've heard, you know, big time, you know, whatever. I'll tell you, I thought I knew the first big thing that changed my life, but upon examination, it wasn't what I thought. So when I got serious about network marketing, I had reconnected with my dad after not talking to him for 13 years. And that created, you know, an opening in my life that was now different. When I let go of some of the baggage of the anger, the resentment, the hatred, when I let go of some of that, it created a new opening in my life. And I thought that that was what actually has made me so, you know, consistent or whatever you want to call it, you know, lunatic, whatever. And that actually wasn't. It was me sharing that story. Because the first time I shared that story, I was doing a training up in Myrtle Beach, and I'd been asked to come up there and do a, you know, opportunity meeting when I was building a team. And something just, you know, my heart just said, share that story. I'd never shared that story because I was too busy looking like Superman and looking, you know, hip and whatever those other words were. And so I wanted to look perfect and awesome and Superman. And when I shared that story afterwards, Kenneth, the person who invited me to come up there, he's walking down the aisle after I share my story of reconnecting with my dad after not seeing him for 13 years. He walks down the aisle, tears streaming down his face. And he said, I can't believe you just shared that story. I haven't talked to my dad in 17 years. Tomorrow, I fly out for his funeral.
Oh.
And so I heard that, and my initial reaction, probably like many people, is I beat myself up. And I thought, you know what? I was on a webinar with him last week. If only I'd mentioned it, maybe he would have reconnected. The second reaction was, I need to be more vulnerable, and I need to be willing to share this story. And so that was 2010, maybe. I've probably shared that story hundreds of times, if not 1,000 times. And I have so many emails and letters and messages of people who've reconnected with, you know, their dad, their mom, their sister, their brother. In fact, I have two instances of people who reconnected with their dad. Both of them happened to be a dad. They reconnected with their dad. Shortly after reconnecting, the dad died. And so literally, they heard that story in perfect timing before it was too late.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the whole, you know, let me be the you know, the polished, let me be the performer, right? You know, that's great. You know, do that. But if you really want to impact people, let them relate with you by you being vulnerable, you laying down, like Brene Brown says, you lay down your armor, you lay down your swords, and you bear, you know, what's going on. You bear reality. And that's what people, I think, are seeking right now, is they're seeking what's real, because we know the media isn't real. We know politicians aren't real. We know that these things that we've had in our mind that we thought were out for our benefit, we've learned that they're not. And so it's like people are searching for what's real. What can I believe in anymore? And, you know, we understand pain. We understand, you know, people that have been through stuff like us.
I think I haven't seen you for a while. I think your reality show did a whole lot more for your vulnerability and your authenticity and your empathy than you even might know it did. Because the man that I'm looking at right now is a different guy that I looked eyeball to eyeball with. You have got a depth of compassion that was not there the last time. And I watched your reality show, and I watched those people grind through it, and I watched you and Jess dive into their lives. And help those people step outside of what was into what is and what can be. And I just want to thank you for that. I think it helped them, but I really think it helped you. That makes sense, I hope.
Absolutely. You know, I had, I know I've been through some stuff, and I know that other people have been through some stuff, but, you know, and we didn't plan it this way. It's not like we didn't ask on the reality show application, have you been through abuse, right? Like, that'd be a weird question, but almost everyone had. And I'll tell you, one person that, you know, many, many did, but one person that really stands out as inspiring me is Renee Adams. Renee Adams was in our season one, and she had never shared this with anyone, never shared her story, but she had been through sexual abuse, physical abuse, and human trafficking. She'd actually been trafficked, and she had never shared that whole life. And so, you know, whatever we created on the show opened her up and cracked the shell, and she shared. And I told her, like I've told so many people, that, you know, hey, your story could be inspiring. You survived that. There could be people out there that are right on the edge of not making it that you could inspire. And, to awesomeness, within 2 weeks, she's speaking at an abuse center.
Wow.
About 2 months ago, she spoke at the 17th annual International Human Trafficking Conference in front of 19 countries. She shared her story. And so that's a warrior. That's a soldier. That's someone who is a hope engineer. That's someone that's, you know, going out there and getting people to understand how bad an issue is, such as human trafficking, but also inspiring all those who've been affected by it. And so she'll always have a special place in my heart there. And that wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for the reality show.
And you talk about Brené Brown a minute ago, and she says everybody has a story that will bring you to your knees if you'll just take the time to listen and get out of the soundbite mode and actually be interested in the answer to that great question that you asked. My wife's a huge Brené Brown. I mean, well, my wife's on all kinds of that personal development stuff. She's a beast. But that Brené Brown, I'm telling you what, she has got it going. And any of you that have a chance, plug into her, because she'll get you down to ground zero so you can finally start coming out. But
yeah,
crazy stuff. Yeah, Ray, you've made a difference. I can't wait for the next edition. So, yeah, I'm a reality show fan. So thank you for that, too. Everything, Ray Higdon.
It's all good, man. So you talked about this kind of at the beginning of this segment, and I think it ties together a little bit. So you talked about, you know, having a why versus having a vision. And I was watching, you guys did such an incredible, like, full day launch event for the book that was so cool.
And you were
talking about that. And, you know, I just want to contrast this, right, of, you know, Ray, his experience sharing his dad's story, his story with his dad in that personal experience. And, you know, you might have this why of, I want to help people, or I want to do whatever, you know, I want to create a different, you know, maybe your why is, I want to create a different life for my kids than the life I had growing up. And that's that's an amazing why. But when you take that and you go, okay, how can I have a vision and be on a mission? And part of that is that vulnerability. So just talk about what that distinction is between a why and a vision, and why shifting that is so important.
Yeah. So, for years, I feel like network marketing may have been the pioneer of the why of you got to have a why, you got to have a why that makes you cry. And so, you know, somewhere some master taught that. And then it got filtered. And now it's just a one liner. I want to retire my spouse. I want to help kids. You know what I mean? And so why is now a watered down thing that, you know, typically someone will say, and they'll get appreciation, attention from others. So it's been made too cheaply now. And so, you know, I know people that have had the same why for 9 years. They haven't progressed. And so, you know, a vision is, who do you want to become? Now, if you can say these are the things that, which could be a whole bunch of whys, right? You may have a whole bunch of whys, abuse centers, water wells, schools, whatever floats your boat. A vision is, who do I want to become? That's different. That's more internally owned than some commercial, digestible thing that I say this thing and people say, oh, yes, that's great, even if I haven't accomplished it. And so in the, you know, one of the rules is turn your why into a vision, and it really shows you how to grow into that person you truly want to be, which will help you accomplish all those important things for you.
I think that's such a big deal. And, you know, it's, I think the bigger, you know, the original version of the why that maybe connects more with what you're talking about with a vision, it truly is like, it has to be bigger than you. It has to like compel you forward that like, God, you know, if I'm not taking action, like more orphans are going to die in the orphanage. Like, okay, maybe I should call, you know, maybe I should actually, you know, not say, oh, I don't feel like it today and not message people. Maybe right. Like if orphans are on the line here or whatever it is for you that like fires your soul, that's going to move you forward. And so getting, you know, pick up this book and get yourself into that where if you've been telling yourself the same story over and over again and nothing's really happening, like this is how you shift yourself into like, oh shoot, if I don't do something today, like we're taking backward steps instead of progress steps towards this vision of a world that I'm trying to create.
All right, guess what? We get to take another commercial. But right now, go to HigdonGroup.com/bonuses. Go do that. Go buy this book. Take a picture of the book and post it. Because Ray Higdon pays attention to that stuff. We're coming back right after this. It's the Network Marketing and Leadership Show on the Genesis Communication Network.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show. It's Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault. And it's the final segment. With this hour flew by again. It just makes me so mad when we have such a tremendous guest because we don't have the long... Okay, so you guys did not win the record for the longest book launch in history. Remember Taylor and Larry Thompson? When they put their book out, and Weisberg lied to me the whole show. So I get on there to watch him. And he kept saying, I'm coming right up. And I was on there for like 11 hours, and he finally got on for like 5 seconds. And I wanted to blow my brains out. So when you did your book launch, I thought you were trying to break the Guinness Book of Records for the length of book launch, but you only did 5 hours. But it was still absolutely unbelievable. And thank you. And the reason it took so long is because they had so many incredible people talking about how incredible Ray and Jess are. And they're two beautiful children. And just they let us live our life vicariously through them. And it is, I don't know if that made sense or not. It was amazing. So I love these guys. Final segment, what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about relationships. Because, so I threw this up last night. Ray posted this picture of him and Jessica. That was it for your anniversary or the anniversary or birthday that you got the present for?
It was our anniversary, and I bought dance classes.
Yeah, so they got dance classes. So I posted on Facebook. Thank God my wife doesn't follow you on Facebook because I would be divorced.
Are you actually going to do it?
We did one last night.
Do you like to dance?
Not really.
I would rather get... Oh, my God.
She does.
Happy for her.
So, but you did, another thing you did recently is you guys had a really, you know, frank and amazing conversation about what it takes to build a great relationship and a great marriage, and that fits into what's going on here. And so talk a little bit about the relationships dimension of what you guys talk about in Time, Money, Freedom, Ray.
Yeah. So there's probably the most feedback of the 10 rules that I've gotten is from rule number 2, pluck your weeds. And pluck your weeds, I think some people thought, you know, sorry, you're hearing kids in the background here, but pluck your weeds, I think some people thought that that only meant negative people in your life, just get them out of there, right? And that's not all it means. Pluck your weeds are, you know, anywhere from me digging into my trust issues and asking the why am I this way? Why do I run to my hotel room after I speak on stage and I'm scared to talk to anybody? What the hell's wrong with me? Right? That was a weed I had to pluck and dig into and figure out, that's what caused it. A weed could be when I just did my very first time doing public speaking. And, this is when I worked for, county government, and it was so bad that my boss actually asked if I was on drugs. And afterwards, I remember sitting in the car in my Hyundai Sonata, forest green, and just sitting there with the steering wheel. And I'm just like, I'm just not going to come back because I now look like an idiot. And now everyone knows how stupid I am. And so pluck your weeds was, hey, no, that's not congruent with who I want to be. I'm going to go to speech class. I'm going to go to Toastmasters. I'm going to get better at this. And so that really shows in relationships. So what conversations are you not having? What are things that, because the thing about resentment is it doesn't dissipate. It only grows and starts to impact other areas of your life. And pretty soon, because he didn't take out the trash means he doesn't love you. And pretty soon, because she didn't show up, you know, she didn't come home on time, that now, you know, she's cheating on you or whatever. And that may have, you just made up that entire story. And so plucking the weeds is what areas in my life are not congruent with who I want to be, with how I want to show up, and what is impacting me negatively. So one of the, probably, you know, the biggest weed between, you know, Jess and I was we had different views on money. And so she would come into my office and say, oh, you know what? I was looking at the bank account and it's moved down a little bit. And that would send me into this, you know, thing that I created in my head that said I wasn't man enough because I wasn't taking care of her. And so I would work like crazy. I would get all stressed out. And then she'd come in and say, why are you working so hard? What's wrong with you? And I'm like, right? Thinking, well, she knows she triggered me. What the hell's, you know, what do you mean? Why am I stressed out? You triggered this. Well, she didn't know that. And so you can let something like that completely destroy a relationship. But instead, by addressing it, by saying, hey, this, when you do this, this is how I feel. And then she came back with, well, I felt like I couldn't even talk to you about money. And so, you know, looking at what are the incongruencies in your relationship, where is the resentment, and get that out of there, because it's going to negatively impact the relationship and it doesn't have to.
Such a huge thing. And, you know, like, resentment and anger and these things, you know, it's like, I love the analogy that it's like, you know, you're drinking poison hoping the other person's going to die.
Right.
Like that's what those weeds, if you let those weeds keep growing, that's what you're doing to yourself. And it's just nuts, you know, and yet we all do it. So it's nuts. And yet, you know, there's absolutely weeds that are right over there that I need to go and pick. So, you know, this is nobody on a high horse, but this is just the human condition. And it is a funny, crazy thing that we all live in. And the more we can create that awareness and do it, the more powerful. And I'm telling you,
I wish I would have read this book 8 marriages ago. That would have helped me so much. But it's 9th one, this one with Denise. We are going to absolutely score because we read the book. We love you, Ray Higdon. We're going to be out of here. Stick around. We're going to keep it going for a couple minutes. They want to ask you some questions. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show. Thanks for listening.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
Extendovite. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.